This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Tonight, as we come on the air, millions are on alert as severe weather pounds the nation's heartland. The threat stretches from Texas to Missouri. Heavy rain, powerful thunderstorms, and the chance for more tornadoes. After more than 100 reports of twisters in just the past 4 days, residents sheltering in place, entire neighborhoods leveled. At least 5 people have died, among the victims a baby just 4 months old. The tornadoes destroying homes and businesses, scattering debris for miles, tens of thousands without power. Melissa Don reports from Oklahoma. Our weather team times out the threat tonight. Caught on camera, a New York State District Attorney allegedly refusing to stop for an officer. The prosecutor accused of speeding on her way home from work. The incident captured on police body camera, and why local officials are calling for the state to investigate. The pressure on Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu intensifies. Israeli citizens, including hostage families, demanding a ceasefire and the release of their loved ones held by Hamas after more videos emerge of those still held captive, two of them dual American citizens. And a phone call today between President Biden and Netanyahu. Tom Sufi Burge in Israel with what was said on that call. Here at home, the fallout fueled by the war on college campuses. Across the country this weekend, hundreds arrested. What the protesters are demanding as counter-demonstrations ramp up. Our team is on the ground at UCLA. More trouble in paradise. A fourth American tourist detained on Turks and Caicos after authorities say they found ammunition in a Virginia father's backpack. The urgent warning tonight from the State Department. Concerns for the commercial milk supply as bird flu spreads among dairy cows. And America Strong tonight, the determined Boy Scout overcoming the obstacles and odds to fulfill his latest dream.
From ABC News World Headquarters in New York, this is World News Tonight.
Good evening, everyone. Thanks so much for joining us on this Sunday. I'm Lindsay Davis. We begin tonight with a deadly tornado outbreak spanning several days, leveling towns in the heartland. At least 5 people are dead, including a 4-month-old. Across Oklahoma, the twisters left a trail of destruction. Dozens of people injured. The governor there declaring a state of emergency. In Sulphur, one of the hardest hit communities, homes and businesses there destroyed. The powerful winds flipped over cars, ripped away roofs and downed power lines, leaving thousands in Oklahoma in the dark tonight. More than 130 tornadoes have been reported just since Thursday, and the severe weather threat continues tonight from Missouri to Texas. Our weather team is standing by with a forecast, but ABC's Melissa Don leads us off from the storm zone.
Oh my God, this is massive.
Tonight, at least 5 people are dead, including a 4-month-old baby, and dozens are injured after more than 130 reported tornadoes ripped through several states in the South and Midwest.
Powerful tornado right here.
In Minden, Iowa, several people were injured and 1 person killed, as officials say nearly half the homes there have been destroyed. Omaha, Nebraska also hit hard. Trees ripped from the ground, homes gone.
Pretty devastating. It was my wife and I's dream home. We're thankful to be alive.
In Marietta, Oklahoma, where 1 person lost their life, this tractor trailer tossed off of this road. The governor of Oklahoma declaring a state of emergency, saying he's never seen anything like this.
You just can't believe the destruction. Like, it seems like every business in downtown has been destroyed now.
The small town of Sulphur, Oklahoma, was one of the hardest hit communities during the outbreak. Jaretta Morris and her husband drove home in their car during the storm. They would make it, racing into their storm shelter. But when it was over, their house was reduced to this.
It's just so sad to look up and down the street and see what used to be and is not now. And to know that there's so many people that are really suffering right now.
The damage in the community of Sulphur is extensive. Now crews have arrived here to the town to help clean up. You can see the roofs here collapsing onto a car. It is going to be a long recovery.
Julie Cox ran this small boutique for 13 years in Sulphur. We walked with her as she saw her business for the first time after the tornadoes hit. The building gutted, the awning above the storefront ripped off. those windows shattered.
You don't know how much real damage has been to your... See it with your own eyes.
When you heard that there was a tornado touching down in Sulphur, what was going through your mind?
I just started praying. That's all we can do.
And despite the devastating damage, she tells us she will rebuild.
Yeah, we'll get through it.
Thank you. Lindsay, authorities say it was an EF3 tornado that touched down here in Sulphur, and you can see that damage. Homes here destroyed, and so many families here, their livelihood depends on these local businesses that are now gone. And yet again tonight, these families on edge for another round of severe weather. Lindsay.
And we know those nighttime tornadoes can be more dangerous. Melissa, thank you. Let's get right to ABC meteorologist Samara Theodore, who is tracking it all for us tonight. Samara, sounds like the threat from these dangerous storms is not over yet.
That's correct, Lindsay. The biggest threats remain to be tornadoes and flooding. Now we're tracking two regions that are under a tornado watch. First one is south and east of Waco, Texas until 9 p.m. The second area is parts of Oklahoma, Arkansas, and southern Missouri until 11 p.m. And we've already seen some spotted tornadoes in Oklahoma. We also have a flood watch in effect from southern Missouri all the way down to the Gulf Coast states for the next 24 hours. Now let's time this out. You can see this line of storms really coming together through about 9 p.m. sweeping through eastern Texas, arriving in Little Rock, and then tomorrow morning moving through the state of Louisiana, meaning that they could be waking up to some severe storms during that Monday morning commute. We're also tracking the potential for more severe weather in that region previously hit hard. Omaha, Lincoln, St. Joseph, there we could see large hail, a few tornadoes and damaging winds Tuesday afternoon. Meanwhile, on the East Coast, it's been a numbers game. We're looking at some of the hottest temperatures of the year arriving. In fact, in our nation's capital, tomorrow afternoon, we could be around 90 degrees. Lindsay?
Wow, what a quick warm up there. Samara, thank you. Now to the upstate New York district attorney, who is under scrutiny tonight after ignoring a traffic stop. The incident was captured on police body camera video. DA Sandra Dorley is seen having a tense exchange with a police officer. Local leaders are demanding an investigation and what the DA is saying tonight about that encounter. Here's ABC's Rena Roy.
Tonight, growing calls to investigate this New York State district attorney.
Get out of my house.
Stunning police body camera footage obtained by our affiliate WHAM showing Monroe County DA Sandra Dorley moments after authorities say she refused to pull over for a traffic stop last week, instead driving home. The officer following Dorley less than a mile to her garage, confronting her.
What is the reason you're so against what I'm doing? I'm doing my job. You say you're a DA?
I am the DA.
Okay.
Okay, let me get you my badge. I am the DA of Monroe County.
Dorley admitting she was speeding.
I was going 55 coming home from work.
55 and a 35.
I don't really care.
Claiming she did not hear the sirens and didn't stop because of other cars, appearing to use her position of power to intimidate the responding officer.
I understand the law better than you.
At one point, she even appears to call the police chief.
I'm Phillips Roque.
To leave me alone.
Can you stay over here, ma'am?
This is a
legal traffic stop.
Eventually telling the officer to write her a ticket.
I'm the one who prosecutes it, okay? Just go ahead and do it. Go ahead.
And ultimately apologizing.
You know what I've been dealing with all day? 3 murders in the city. And do you think I really care if I was going 20 miles over the speed limit?
In a statement, Dorley saying she pled guilty and had no intention of using her position to receive a benefit, adding, nobody, including your district attorney, is above the law.
Dorley says she's already paid the fine. Rena Roy joins us now here in New York. Rena, we know county officials are asking for a probe. What can you tell us about their request for New York State Attorney General Letitia James to investigate her conduct?
Well, Lindsay, city council members say they are questioning Dorley's fitness to serve because of her behavior. We have reached out to the AG's office for comment, but haven't heard back yet. Lindsay.
All right, Rena, thank you. And turning overseas now to Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who faces increased pressure at home and abroad over the war in Gaza. Thousands are protesting in Israel, demanding a ceasefire deal to free the hostages. Hamas released this video of Israeli-American hostage Keith Siegel. This is the first time he's been seen after more than 200 days in captivity. Here's ABC's Tom Sufi Burridge.
Tonight, amid growing anger from families of hostages and a renewed US-led push to reach a ceasefire, Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu under intense political pressure. The White House saying it supports a six-week pause in the fighting.
Hamas has not fully rejected it. They are considering this proposal on the table.
President Biden speaking by phone today with Netanyahu to discuss the potential agreement ahead of planned negotiations in Cairo this week between Israel and Hamas. Netanyahu's government divided. Right-wing hardliners today threatening to leave the governing coalition if Israel agrees to what they call a reckless deal. On the other side, Israeli War Cabinet member Benny Gantz, warning if the government doesn't prioritize the hostages, it will, he says, not have the right to continue. Anger boiling over at protests against Netanyahu's government in recent days, after Hamas released new videos of two American-Israeli hostages. 64-year-old Keith Siegel, seen for the first time in captivity, speaking under duress as he breaks down in tears. Today, Keith's brother, David, speaking to me from Rochester, New York, calling on Netanyahu to put the lives of the hostages first.
This is a central and critical moment. This opportunity has to be taken advantage of by the Israeli government.
That video of Keith released just 3 days after Hamas distributed a separate video of 23-year-old American-Israeli hostage Hirsch Goldberg-Polin.
Lindsay, President Biden reiterating to Netanyahu the U.S. does not support a ground operation into Rafah on Gaza's southern border, where more than a million Palestinians are taking refuge. The Biden administration repeatedly calling such an operation a mistake. Lindsay?
Tom, thank you. We turn now to the impact of that war here at home. Campus protests are spreading across the country. Some of the protesters are demanding that schools cut ties with Israel. The violence escalating today at a UCLA protest. And across the nation this weekend, hundreds of arrests. More now from ABC's Zareen Shah.
Tonight, escalating violence at UCLA, dueling demonstrations between pro-Palestinian and pro-Israel protesters as campuses nationwide struggle to respond to widespread uproar.
Guys, stop!
The school saying a group reached a barrier separating two groups of protesters, causing physical altercations, adding, "We are heartbroken about the violence that broke out."
There are about 1,000 people out here, a lot of energy. You can see people waving their flags. You can see some people on each other's shoulders right over there.
Both Jewish and Palestinian protesters telling me they don't feel safe on campus.
It's very concerning to other Jewish students on campus because this is a threat to our culture and our religion.
The police, the campus security has not been protecting the Palestinian protesters.
This weekend, hundreds of students arrested across the country, from Arizona State to Indiana University and Northeastern in Boston. Many demonstrators demanding their university divest from companies they say profit from the Israel-Hamas war and call for a ceasefire, while counter-protesters demand the 100-plus hostages be released by Hamas. Cornell University suspending several students and referring some employees to human resources, saying they are deeply distressed by chants made at some of the rallies near the encampment. The protesting group has repeatedly stated that their protest is political and not anti-Semitic, but these chants belie that claim.
And moments ago, police walking into that crowd, dispersing those two groups, that crowd going from thousands to now just a few people behind me. Lindsay?
Quite a difference there, Zareen. Thank you. Next tonight, yet another American was arrested in Turks and Caicos after ammunition was allegedly discovered in his luggage. Four Americans now possibly face at least 12 years behind bars after a new law there recently went into effect. The new details coming in tonight. Here's ABC's Morgan Norwood.
Tonight, we're learning four U.S. tourists are facing the possibility of significant jail time in Turks and Caicos for bringing bullets to the islands.
We're just scared that he's not going to come home and my son shouldn't have to grow up without a father.
Tyler Renwick is behind bars in Turks after authorities say they found two 9mm rounds in his backpack as he reboarded a cruise ship. The Virginia father now charged with possession of ammunition. The mandatory minimum sentence, 12 years in prison.
I understand that there's laws and regulations, but there should be fairness and grace when it comes to things, and especially the intent of them. There is no intent to harm anybody.
It comes as the State Department has warned travelers to check their luggage for stray ammunition and firearms before leaving home. Turks and Caicos outlaws guns and ammunition, but stricter laws now make it punishable by jail for everyone, regardless of citizenship. Winrik now the latest American tourist arrested in Turks and Caicos within the past 4 months on similar charges. Back in December, 72-year-old Michael Lee Evans of Texas was detained for possession of 7 9mm rounds. And in February, authorities charging Brian Hagrick of Pennsylvania after ammo was found in his check bag.
You quickly learn that there's a lot at stake here.
And earlier this month, Ryan Watson of Oklahoma taken into custody after 4 rounds of hunting ammunition was uncovered in his duffel bag.
I just hope that they know that at the end of the day, this was an accident.
And tonight, Lindsay, TSA admitting it failed to detect the bullets before Ryan Watson was arrested in Turks and Caicos, adding ammunition is prohibited in carry-on bags and that passengers are responsible for the contents of their luggage. Lindsay?
Morgan, thank you. Overseas now, Pope Francis making his first visit outside of Rome since the start of the new year. The 87-year-old pontiff traveled to Venice for a popular arts festival, which featured a Vatican exhibit at a women's prison. He met with the inmates and artists and held a mass. Back here at home overnight, toast, jokes, and protests at the White House Correspondents' Dinner in the nation's capital. Entertainers and journalists were greeted by demonstrators protesting the Israel-Hamas war. President Biden joked about his age while taking several swipes at his rival for the White House, former President Trump.
I'm a grown man running against a six-year-old. Age is the only thing we have in common. My vice president actually endorses me.
Trump responded earlier today, calling the dinner, quote, an absolute disaster. There is still much more ahead on World News Tonight this Sunday. The urgent manhunt for a suspect in the death of a Chicago police officer. And what federal officials are saying about the nation's milk supply as bird flu spreads in dairy cows.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Hey, I'm Andy Mitchell, a New York Times bestselling author.
And I'm Sabrina Kohlberg, a morning television producer. We're moms of toddlers and best friends of 20 years.
And we both love to talk about being parents, yes, but also pop culture.
So we're combining our two interests by talking to celebrities, writers, and fellow scholars of TV and movies.
Cinema, really.
About what we all can learn from the fictional moms we love to watch.
From ABC Audio and Good Morning America, Pop Culture Moms is out now wherever you listen to podcasts.
Next tonight, an urgent search is underway in Chicago for the suspect in the killing of a police officer. The reward for information leading to an arrest is now $100,000. The 30-year-old officer was shot and killed last week while on his way home from work. Police have issued an arrest warrant for a 22-year-old in connection with the shooting. Just before we came on the air tonight, the Houston Texans announced one of their players, wide receiver Tank Dell, is recovering after being shot in Florida. The 23-year-old sustained minor injuries and has been released from the hospital. The team says he's in good spirits. 9 other people were wounded in the shooting at a Sanford bar, all with non-life-threatening injuries. A 16-year-old is in custody. When we come back, concerns for the nation's milk supply as bird flu spreads in dairy cows.
We've got the exclusive view behind the table. Every day, right after the show, while the topics are still hot, the ladies go deeper into the moments that make the view, the view. The Views Behind the Table podcast. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
The first ever criminal trial of a former president is underway in Manhattan. It's one of potentially 4 trials facing former President Trump as he makes his third bid for the White House. What do voters think about his culpability, and would a guilty verdict make a difference in the election? I'm Galen Druk, and every Monday and Thursday on the 538 Politics podcast, we break down the latest news from the campaign trail. We sort through the noise and zoom in on what really matters, using data and research as we go. That's 538 Politics every Monday and Thursday, wherever you get your podcasts.
to the index now. Federal officials say the bird flu outbreak appears to be spreading through dairy cows in the United States. The FDA says preliminary results showed 1 in 5 milk samples tested nationwide had traces of bird flu fragments. Officials say the commercial milk supply is safe. Pasteurization should make the virus inactive. Tonight, WNBA great Candace Parker has announced her retirement. The 3-time WNBA champ and 2-time league MVP called it quits after 16 seasons, saying on Instagram, "I'm proud I've always been true and stayed true to me." Parker is the first player to win a championship with 3 different teams. She also won 2 NCAA titles while at the University of Tennessee. When we come back, the young man who won't let anything stand in the way of his goal.
People who disappear without a trace.
Where is she?
The most notorious murder cases in New York.
Pure evil.
And the most devious killers.
There's a Hannibal Lecter feel to him.
For chilling true crime stories, follow the True Crime NYC podcast wherever you listen.
Married moms in the suburbs. They've been called soccer moms. They've been called security moms.
Pamela Wilk is a so-called soccer mom.
Those so-called Walmart moms.
She calls herself a hockey mom.
I love those hockey moms.
The hockey mom trying to connect with the soccer moms.
In the 1990s, the idea of soccer moms as the quintessential swing voter took hold. Elections could be won or lost based on a candidate's ability to appeal to them. But were quote-unquote soccer moms actually the deciding factor? In a new series on the 538 Politics podcast, we take a look back at conventional wisdom from past elections with a critical lens. Where did that wisdom come from, and does it hold up today? Find the Campaign Throwback series in the 538 Politics feed wherever you get your podcasts.
Finally tonight, America Strong, a young man, his dream, and his determination.
Zach Gridley is on a journey. Born prematurely after suffering bleeds on both sides of his brain, he was diagnosed with cerebral palsy, undergoing physical, occupational, and speech therapy since he was a baby.
Good job on the way.
But this 17-year-old from Little Rock has always been determined to do the same things as his siblings and other kids his age. At 6, he joined a baseball team with the Miracle League. By 8, he was playing soccer through Community Connections. At 10, he completed a kid's triathlon. And around that same time, Zach joined the Cub Scouts, and he's been squarely focused on earning the ranking of Eagle Scout, awarded 40 merit badges in the past 6 years, receiving accommodations for only a few, like biking, a requirement for his camping badge. Here he is on the recumbent bike he rode to cover the same 15-mile-long route as his scout mates. Today, Zach is working on the last required merit badge.
In my 40 years as an adult volunteer, I don't know that I've ever seen a scout who was more excited about reaching a goal, and especially to be an Eagle Scout.
His message tonight, that through hard work, you can achieve anything.
Work hard, and if you want to achieve something, you can do it, but it might take a little hard work to get there.
That hard work paying off, Zach. Thanks so much for watching. I'm Lindsay Davis. I'll see you tomorrow on GMA in the Morning. David Muir right back here tomorrow. Have a great night.
Married moms in the suburbs. They've been called soccer moms. They've been called security moms.
Pamela Wilk is a so-called soccer mom.
Those so-called Walmart moms.
She calls herself a hockey mom.
I love those hockey moms.
The hockey mom trying to connect with the soccer moms.
In the 1990s, the idea of soccer moms as the quintessential swing voter took hold. Elections could be won or lost based on a candidate's ability to appeal to them. But were quote-unquote soccer moms actually the deciding factor? In a new series on the 538 Politics podcast, we take a look back at conventional wisdom from past elections with a critical lens. Where did that wisdom come from, and does it hold up today? Find the Campaign Throwback series in the 538 Politics feed wherever you get your podcasts.